This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. It is your regular Thursday feature, and you hear it only on your community NPR station, WEMU. Each week, I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and a good day to you, Mr. Russ Collins.
Well, it's good to be here and happy to be here, especially because it's Oscar week.
That's Sunday, right.
The Academy Awards are being given out.
And a handful of people will watch.
Yeah, I'm sure that the viewership will be down. This is such an unusual, disrupted year. There's no doubt about that. But there's been a lot of great films, as there always is, released. And so we'll look forward to them being awarded at the Academy Awards Sunday. And I'll be doing a little pre-show piece that you can take advantage of on the Michigan Theater website starting at 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8, and then the award ceremony actually starts at 8.
Will you be taking live bets as part of your presentation?
If I did, I would be in jail, so we couldn't do Cinema Chat next week. So
I'll bail you out.
Well, so but betting odds are the way that I typically try to figure out who's the winner is going to be, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to tell you that Nomadland and Minari, which are two of the front runners, are still playing. You can see those at the Michigan and State Theater, and our virtual movie palace, our online movie presentations, have two of the best international features, Collective and Another Round. So there's a lot of stuff, as well as the Academy Awards shorts. We're playing two of the three packages of those this weekend, so you can check that out with the show times at the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. You can also see many of these things at the Multiplex, the Cinemark, out on Carpenter Road, and also you can see, I think, Nomadland at the Celine Imagine Theater as well. But I want to tell you, at the Michigan Theater, we actually take extra care. We aren't selling concessions, but as long as you don't tell anyone, David, we are giving away free popcorn after the screening.
So that's nice.
You get free popcorn, but you can't eat it during the movie because we want people to keep their masks on.
Right.
We want a very safe experience for people, and
speaking
the feedback
of which,
that we're getting from customers that come are very satisfactory, so we're happy about that.
Speaking of which, is this year's Oscars going to have people live and in person in theater gathered and presenting awards in person? Is there going to be the whole red carpet deal that we usually see before the Oscars?
I'm sure it will be slimmed down significantly, but yes, they're not doing any so-called Zoom award, and so they're trying to do it.
That would make for a more this will make for a more pleasant viewing experience, to be sure.
Correct. The theater probably won't have a lot of viewers. I mean, just people from the Academy, voters and such. Just the nominees and the folks that are connected to the films that have been nominated. But so there's going to be a lot of social distancing, and also with the vaccine, you're not absolutely prevented in all circumstances from getting the virus, the COVID-19
virus.
It
minimizes impact, to be sure.
Well, it takes it almost to zero if you have both vaccinations. So, it's important that people wear their masks, that people be careful, and it's a very, very difficult time. But there's a lot of ways that you can do things safely as long as everybody cooperates. And so far, we've had good luck at the State of Michigan Theater, and I'm sure they will at the Academy Awards as well. Well, besides the Academy Award nominated stuff, just to keep things fresh, we have a couple of new films that are opening. A Japanese animation film that's based on a manga series and is a follow-up to a popular TV show, Dragon Slayer, will be opening at the State Theater this Friday. You can see it both in a subtitled and a dubbed version. Some people like the dubbed versions, so it's dubbed into English.
It turns any movie into a comedy, in my book.
And some people like the original Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah, I'd prefer that personally.
And then Together Together is a is a non-romantic comedy in that the Ed Helms character has hired a surrogate mom to be an aspiring single dad. And it's about the relationship or the non-relationship or the confused dynamics between the surrogate mom and Ed Helms, who is she is carrying his child. So it's well reviewed, and together looks like it actually will be a lot of fun.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is a funny guy, and Patty Harrison, who plays the surrogate mom, is also terrific as well. We're finishing up the Lord of the Rings series, the trilogy, this Sunday, The Return of the King, which actually won the Academy Award the year that it came out. And all of those have been followed up by a on-screen conversation with Stephen Colbert. And this week it's going to be Peter Jackson, the director, Ian McKellen, Andy Serkis, and again, Stephen Colbert will be moderating that. So a lot of good things that you can see this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the State and Michigan Theater. Go check that out. We're also open on Tuesdays for anybody, but it's our special member day. And David, I know that this is not going to be exciting to you, but it is going to be exciting to a lot of people. On May the 4th, Tuesday, May the 4th, mm-hmm. we're going to do Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, which is the first Star Wars film. Now, this is unusual because we, you know, typically it's not available, but May the 4th, i.e. May the 4th be with you.
I always forget about that every year.
It's a Star Wars fan mantra. And so on that day, we were lucky enough to land the original Star Wars film. So we're
well, for those who enjoy those movies, that's going to be a lot of fun. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins via the phone line this morning as we continue our social distancing. But Cinema Chat, not going anywhere.
Well, we're happy to talk about the Oscars here. So the way, you know, I try to see all of the Oscar-nominated films, as you might expect. But, you know, when it comes to personal taste and reading pundits, you can really go sideways of what the Academy voters are going to do. And for whatever reason, with both elections and the Academy Awards, if you go to find out the betting odds, you have about the best chance that you can of picking the right films.
Like it or not, Vegas is pretty smart.
Yeah, and also the British gambling system as well. So the odds currently favor Nomadland pretty strongly. The second film in terms of the odds are The Trial of Chicago 7. But it looks pretty strong for Nomadland. Now, that being said, it's quite possible that Minari or the Trail of the Chicago 7 could sneak in there. I got an email yesterday from one of the movie producers that said The Father may be a dark horse, and it could win, and Anthony Hopkins could win. But the Las Vegas odds put it absolutely at the bottom. That seems unlikely, but if you're filling out an Oscar pool, you might want to vote for Nomadland. And consequently, the film that wins Best Picture also typically gets the Best Director Award, and this may be the strongest argument for why Nomadland would win, because Chloe Zhao is a very heavy favorite to win Best Director. David Fincher is second for Mank. But it's a pretty broad spread between Chloe Zhao and David Fincher at this point.
When it comes to Best Actor, can anybody beat Chadwick Boseman?
No, this is an absolute lock. Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the unfortunately late Chadwick Boseman, is most certain to win. The Best Actress Award, however, is genuinely a toss-up, primarily between Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman and Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Frances McDormand is also in there for
Nomadland.
But it's really, you know, Andra Day for the United States versus Billie Holiday won the Golden Globe. So pretty much any of the actresses could win. But Carey Mulligan and Viola Davis look to be have the best odds there.
That might be the strongest category this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And tends to be. Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah looks like that's a pretty strong favorite. And Yoo Young Yeon for Minari is the slight favorite for the best supporting actress award. So anyway, there's a screenplay, adapted screenplay, and the documentary feature Time looks like it's a slight favorite over My Octopus Teacher. And Best International Feature, Another Round, looks like a pretty nice favorite. And you can see that again on the Michigan Theater website. And Soul is almost a lock for the Best Animated Feature. So good luck with your Oscar ballot.
That's right. And tune into the Academy Awards Sunday night and join Russ online. And he'll have all sorts of presentations for you as part of the proceedings. And then join us for Cinema Chat next Thursday for a wrap-up of what actually took place. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, as Hollywood buzzes.